I am talking to a country music legend, a 2015 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, along with those other three amazing performers, Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys. How's life going on tour right now?
Well, you know, we're doing really good, man. This is a very aggressive Christmas tour, like as we do every year, because as you know, we always come to the Dells, and we're coming next week, but 31 shows, 31 cities. We're out there pretty good. I think we've got 9 left. We're in Holland, Michigan tonight. So we're plowing ahead, and everybody's feeling good and singing good. So we're holding up.
So, you know, there's people that think, like, you know, when you work for yourself, you know, you really kind of get to pick your schedule, and you do. But when you're a performer, you got to go out and do the do. Are there any Christmas traditions or anything that you miss at home while you're on this huge tour right around, you know, the biggest holidays of the year?
Well, you know, we were home about 4 days before Thanksgiving, and I helped my wife decorate the whole house then, which we would probably normally do a little bit later. And then we've stopped into home one other time for 2 days, and we will be home this Monday and Tuesday. And we get home, and then we have 5 more days next week, including the Dell. And then we get home the 23rd this year, and then we're off for a little over 3 weeks. So, but we'll catch up. We'll get it all done.
So is it like when you get home, like with other people who aren't country superstars, you know, they come home and their wife has a list of things to do since you're gone for a couple weeks at a time. She's like, oh, glad that you're here because I've got a shelf that needs hung. Go get the hammer.
Time. I don't know that I'm good enough to hang a shelf, but I got to tell you, I still have a honey-do list that's pretty long whenever I get home. Yeah, there ain't no big Oak Ridge Boy superstar thing in my house, no. My wife says get to work, and the cats look at me like, why are you back home?
Yeah, that is the difference between dogs and cats. When you come home, dogs are excited to see you. Cats are like, oh, I guess you're here now, huh? That's how that's going to go.
Yeah, it's like they have a look of disdain.
Yeah, like, hey, we were fine here without you. Just put out some kibble and quit trying to pet me. But, you know, being down home and being able to take care of your own stuff, that's what makes you guys grounded and honestly makes fans love you as long as you have. You've been doing this tour in the Dells and stopping in the Dells for a number of years. To keep it alive for you guys, what's your favorite part about doing this down-home Christmas tour?
Well, this tour this year is really cool because we have the new album, the down-home Christmas album that came out this year, produced by Dave Cobb with some great songwriters, hit songwriters, writing us some really cool songs. So new music is always the key to almost anything you're going to do. And it's fun to sing some of the old stuff. And just like our big tour during the year, you know, you want to sing, all the old hits that people really want to hear, and you enjoy doing that. And then you've got new songs from time to time if you make a new album to add. The Christmas tour is no different. We've got some songs on the show that we've been doing for years, like Christmas is Painting the Town, and Winter Wonderland and Jingle Bells, but we've also got all of these brand new songs. And also we've upped our game on our production this year too. Our big video boards are really, really top notch this year.
Oh, nice.
And so the whole tour is really pretty fresh this year because of the new music.
Have you guys ever thought about changing when you come here? Because Wisconsin's beautiful. We got a lot going on. And the Dells are really a jumping spot in July. You ever thought about doing Christmas in July instead of December?
Well, no, but I'll tell you, though, we have played the Dells in the summer back before the Christmas tours. I can remember times bringing our shows there. But, man, the Christmas show has become a tradition there. I mean, we've been there every year for, like, decades now, I think.
Yeah, the Crystal Grand loves having you. The area loves having you. I know it's always jam-packed when you guys are here. And
yes, it is.
Just absolutely wonderful. Talking to Joe Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, I did a little bit of looking, and I'm going to have to ask you a question. Some pictures popped up from back in the day. And you ever thought about bringing that fro back? You had a world-class head of hair back. I mean, you got good hair now. But back in the day...
No, that was, I don't.
Oh, I saw the pictures. You look pretty good.
Back in the day. I'm lucky to have hair now. But to be honest, I don't think this hair would ever go up in one of those fros again. I think... You ought to look on the Oak Ridge Boys Twitter account today, at Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
I just tweeted a little while ago a Throwback Thursday picture of the Oak Ridge Boys with Freddie Fender and our manager Jim Halsey in London in 1977. Look at that hair.
Yeah, I mean, you had one of the, I think, one of the world's best and maybe most forgotten froze. That's a quality head of hair. And one thing I love about you guys is you seem to get along so great. You've been, I did a little bit of studying on the Oak Ridge Boys. You guys are the longest, the four of you are the longest group that's been together, because if you look back, Oak Ridge Boys started back in the 40s. What was it like when you got that call back in, I think what it was, 73, when you started? What was it like to be able to join? And they already were an iconic band. Join such an iconic band.
Well, the thing is, it was a thrill, obviously, and I jumped through the phone and couldn't wait to get to Nashville. But I have to tell you that, there was already so much water under so many bridges with our relationships. I mean, I used to promote the Oak Ridge Boys in upstate New York and across Canada. And me and William Lee Golden became good friends. He would book my Keystones Gospel group down south. I'd book them up north.
That's great.
Wayne Allen built a studio and produced my little group. He did 13 albums on the Keystones.
Wow.
And it was a little contemporary gospel group I was in for years. And Richard and I actually sang together in that group for 6 years before he went with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and Elvis and then joined the Oaks a year before I did. So I seemed to be a natural choice for them. They liked my singing. They liked my approach. They liked what I brought to the table. And so it still was an incredible thrill to all of a sudden be an Oak Ridge Boy. I wrote in the book On the Road with the Oak Ridge Boys that I wrote that when my plane landed I think I flew into Columbus, Ohio to meet the group. And when the plane was landing, I saw the Oak Ridge Boys bus in the parking lot. And it was like one of the biggest thrills of my life. I am about to be an Oak Ridge Boy. Yeah, man. And here I am all these years later. I was 25 years old then. I'm 71 now. And I'm still an Oak Ridge Boy.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, you guys bring so much joy when you come here to the Crystal Grand. You're going to be here December 21st. You got the new album, the Down Home Christmas Tour. You were just in a video. I saw you guys shot a music video with Dennis Quaid was in that and so many others. I mean, you guys have been together so long, and it seems like you're still in your prime, and you just bring so much joy. And it's clear that you guys get so much joy and feed off of the crowd. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be doing it at 71.
Oh, exactly. We love singing, and we love this Christmas tour, man. Our goal every day is to try to stay as healthy as we can so we can get to that stage every night, because the Christmas tour is just something different from the rest of the year, and the people love it, and it's really fun. And by the way, if people want to see that video you're talking about,
yeah,
if you go to YouTube, and if you put Oak Ridge Boys Reindeer on the Roof in search, I guarantee you it's the only thing that'll come up.
And a chance for you guys to reach some new audience as well on these new platforms. Back in the day, the only way you could discover music was if the local station was playing them. And I think it's a really great way for other people to discover your music and just how great you guys are. So again, Crystal Grand Music Theater, December 21st, the Oak Ridge Boys. You can get your tickets at crystalgrand.com. Thank you so much, Joe, for taking some time. I now have talked to 50% of the band. I got a chance to interview Richard last year, and you guys were a lot of fun, and thank you so much for taking some time. We look forward to having you here in our area.
Well, I appreciate you helping us with the date up there. We're looking forward to it. We have a lot of friends in that area. We thank them for all of these decades of support, and hey, man, let's sing.
You betcha. Thanks so much, and you have yourself a good day, and keep those vocal cords nice and velvety.
Thanks, brother. God bless, and Merry Christmas.
You bet. Merry Christmas. Bye. Again, get your tickets at crystalgrand.com. The Oak Ridge Boys are going to be there on December 21st. That's coming up this week.